Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Limits, can you get the Aaron Rodgers incentives in front of you there? Then we can do that. When we were talking last week, I thought it would be closer to $20-25 million. Now, if he has... leads them to a Super Bowl, it will be around $20 million. Right now, it's just $10 million guaranteed, $13.65 million, and has a maximum value of $19.5 million. You have those?
Yes, I do.
Let's hear them.
So total 1 year, $13.65 million, as you mentioned. So the incentive package is worth upwards of $5.5 million. So Aaron Rodgers will make $500,000 if the Steelers make the playoffs.
Okay.
$600,000 if the Steelers win a wild card game.
Man, I'd give him $1 billion for that, but go ahead.
He'd do something not done in almost a decade. $750,000 if they win a divisional playoff game. $1 million if they win the AFC Championship game. $1.5 million if the Steelers win the Super Bowl. And $1.5 million if Aaron Rodgers wins MVP.
Wait, so why is it more if they win a divisional playoff game than just a playoff? Oh, okay, divisional.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it just increases by the round.
It increases by the round. So 600 if they win a first round, a wild card round game.
Correct.
Another 750 if they win in the divisional round.
Divisional round.
All right. I mean, it's a reasonable deal. Of course it is.
Yeah.
But like last year, and I was all on the Russell Wilson bandwagon for a long time, right through his first six or seven starts, as a matter of fact, because I think he's there's no difference between him and Rodgers at this point in their careers, by the way. But even though I was on board, this idea that it's a no-risk move, it's a high-risk move. You're handing your quarterback job to Aaron Rodgers. While your whole defense, not that they've gotten the job done, the core of your defense is another year older. How is that not an unbelievable risk? I understand the financial risk isn't there. You're not going to bankrupt the franchise if he flops. But it's a high-risk move. The same as bringing in Russell Wilson was a high-risk move. Simply because you're putting yet another year of those defenders' careers into the hands of Russell Wilson or Justin Fields or, in this case, Aaron Rodgers. And then you're going to look up and they're all going to be gone and done and they never will have won a single playoff game. I think Cam has won. So please don't tell me it's a high-risk move. And then the other thing I wanted to mention. Keep hearing it's very important for the Steelers to have these one-helmet guys. I mean, it's nice to have a one-helmet guy. But make no mistake, if the Steelers don't think you can play anymore, they're more than willing to take the risk that you'll be a two-helmet guy. That notion of, oh man, we really want him to be a one helmet player, that goes out the window the minute they think the best business move is to move you out. Happened with Hines Ward, happened with Troy, kind of happened with Ben. Those are three pretty high profile Steelers from history, and the Steelers basically pushed out all three before they were ready to go. Ben wanted to keep playing. Isn't that what he told Ron Cook? He felt like he was lucky, you know, to come back here for the last year that he did. But forget about him. Let's just take Hines and Troy. They were both ticked when the Steelers got rid of them. And they both had the clear option to go play for another team, to be at least a two-helmet guy. So it was really important for the Steelers to have them just play for them until it wasn't. They were more than willing to leave open the possibility that either guy would go elsewhere. So I just think that's a crock of crap. Who cares anymore? And the feedback that we get, that I get, is that that's really not as important as it used to be to fans. That's the feedback I get, Limits. Like, God bless TJ Watt if he wants to go play elsewhere. I think it's more important with a guy like Crosby, but I also feel like even there, given where the Penguins are, I think people would be fine. Most of them would be fine if he went and chased a cup in Colorado for a year and then came back and retired a Penguin. I think it would be done if that's what he wanted to do, with the best of wishes, and it certainly wouldn't tarnish or taint his legacy.
No.
Even a smidge.
It wouldn't tarnish or taint his legacy, but I do think that some people would be angered and frustrated by that.
Some would. Yeah, I just don't think it's like it used to be.
I wouldn't be happy with it.
Well, who would you be unhappy with if it was Sid who wanted to do it?
I would understand why Crosby would do that. I don't think that it's in his mold that he would up and leave.
So you'd be sad more than mad.
Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, it's a sad. Be sad if TJ left.
It would.
We'll all get over it. You know, would have been sad if Cam Hayward left. What an ambassador for the Steelers. And I was against giving him guaranteed money beyond last season, and they didn't. So it wound up being a very good contract for me. I was like, all right, come back with Cam. But if he had gone and played somewhere else, or goes and plays somewhere else, I think we'll all survive.
There is some value in it, whether that is for the team, whether that is for the player, whether it is for the fans, where I know Franco was different, but I mean, look at all the great Steelers that have come through here for the most part. Other than Rod Woodson and Franco, mostly all are one helmet guys. Troy, Bradshaw, Swan, Stallworth, Lambert, Ham, Blunt,
I mean, you're talking
Green.
About the 70s mostly.
I'm talking about the 70s. Yeah. Plus, I'm talking Ben, Troy.
Yeah.
You know, those
but
types
of guys.
But if
they wanted to be, they would have been. It had nothing to do with the team. It had to do with their personal choice.
Right. So I think that
Hines didn't go play for another team. Neither did Troy. James Harrison did. Does it really affect his legacy? They seem to be pretty happy when he comes back to town.
Clearly that means something more to Cam than I think it does to maybe to TJ.
Why do you say that?
But I mean, well, because I feel like, you know, Cam really wanted to get that deal done. I think he said some things in the public, just maybe for some leverage on the Steelers, or maybe just negotiation ploys and tactics to make sure that he ultimately got a deal done.
So isn't TJ's doing
the same thing. But I think that TJ would be more willing to leave than Cam would. You might be asking, well, what is your basis for that ultimate argument?
I am asking that, Limits. What is your basis for making that argument?
I feel like the peace sign that TJ made, especially in the time that he made it, at a point in the offseason where things were kind of all quiet on the Western Front, I don't really think that Cam Hayward did anything like that to really push the envelope. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but do you remember an instance where
Cam
necessarily
did the same
thing?
I mean,
didn't
he say, if I have to go play elsewhere, I will? To me, that's more than a peace sign.
Fair.
Let's get to the calls, Limits. We've both registered our opinions. 412-928-9370. I mean, the biggest story today, the reason that that the Steelers are leading off every segment practically on all these ESPN shows, and it'll be the same everywhere else, the reason Mark Cabali tells us what? That there's a giant media presence today for the first day?
Yes, Cabali's saying giant media presence. It's a little overwhelming right now at Steelers' first day of minicamp.
Well, that ain't because TJ Watt's missing. It's because Aaron Rodgers is there. How much of a difference do you think he makes?
Compared to Rudolph?
Yeah. How many games?
3-4.
Oh, my God.
3-4. And Ben agrees with me. And Ray Fittipaldo agrees with me.
Really?
Well, how about that? Like, you had people on board with you with Jackson Dart. I am bringing people on board with me with the Rodgers over Rudolph win-loss total.
I'm not with you, Limits.
That's okay. I wasn't with you with Dart. We can disagree.
The ceiling is the floor, as they say. Where did that quote come from? Was that Michael Jordan?
The ceiling is the floor?
Yeah, the ceiling is the floor.
I don't know, but it's one of my favorites, though.
Yeah, I like it. I think there's a pretty big combustibility factor here with the Aaron Rodgers situation. Just his age alone really makes that so. 412-928-9370. Who's up?
Here is Troy on Mount Washington to start us off again.
Hello, Troy.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Joe, I agree with every syllable and half syllable that you were uttering today. This makes a lot of sense. First off, you never, ever, ever let the Cleveland Browns set the precedent for contract negotiations and contract numbers. That would be one of the biggest Steelers' faults, is to believe that Cleveland knows actually what they're doing. You got to keep T.J. Watt, but you got to base it off how old he is. You have to base it off the depth at that position, which I think is the best it has been in a very long time.
Well, here's the problem, Troy. Here's the problem. Jerry Dulac reported, I think last week, that TJ has a, quote, pretty significant offer on the table, but it's, quote, probably not what he's looking for. And Dulac mentioned two sort of issues that are holding the Steelers back, holding back this negotiation. Miles Garrett's contract and DK Metcalf's 5-year, $150 million deal with $60 million guaranteed, which I'm trying to figure out, why would that be an issue here? Why would that be an impediment? They have an out after 2 years right. with DK Metcalf.
Also, I think that the, you know, what we have to spend, the DK really doesn't affect that. We can still pay TJ. But if I'm keeping TJ, I'm kind of looking to keep TJ on an extension, not a new contract, something that's maybe 2 to 3 years. I also think that, you know, having TJ Watt on your team is a part of the Aaron Rodgers signing. I think as long as you have TJ, Minka, and Cam on that team, no matter if we like it or not, the Steelers are in the mindset of win now. And any quarterback that you could have picked up for this year with the position you were in the draft, there's not one quarterback that rings out to those players that, hey, we're going to still try to win a Super Bowl with you right now than Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you can take Mason, or you could have got, you know, Darnold or people like that, but to keep that belief that they've had these past couple of years, like I said, whether we like it or not, their belief is that they're trying to win now. I think that sends a message to them. I want to pay TJ on an extension because I really do, and I've felt this way for a while. I think that if TJ were to get maybe a 2 or 3 year extension with good money, that after that time, I don't put it past him following his brother's footsteps and walking away early.
Well, what if he doesn't want that? That's the question. What if he's not amenable to that?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And here's the other thing, Limits, is that I'm wondering if the Aaron Rodgers money prompts them or allows them to throw more at TJ.
I'm sure it does.
I mean, right?
Only $10 million guaranteed. You still have cap space. Some of it's going to go to a wide receiver, you would think. But yeah, a lot of it's probably going to go to Watt.
Which wide receiver, in your opinion?
I'm not a huge Amari Cooper fan, but I would be okay if they ultimately made that move.
He was awful last year in Buffalo.
Now, do you think that's because he was traded midseason and maybe it was difficult picking up the playbook and getting chemistry with Josh Allen?
No.
Keenan Allen I would be okay with as well.
Yeah.
He would be number one on my list right now.
Yeah, that would be better.
Could I interest you in a torn ACL to Brandon Ayuk or whatever injury he had?
I would say I hear that's on the goal line, but that's getting old.
Which one is it?
No, I don't think so. Not for that money.
Could I interest you in Alan Lazard in a trade?
No. Thank you.
Could I interest you in Romeo Doubs in a trade with the Packers? God bless you.
God bless me. Maybe. I don't know. Keenan Allen is far, far and above, I think. Tell me Romeo Doubs' numbers from last year, Limits, if you'd be so kind.
Yeah, he's a pretty good wide receiver, Joe. I mean, they had Jordan Love out a couple of games, but he's only 25 years old. Last year, 46 catches, 600 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Not great, but
okay,
not bad.
That's fine. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to be good, no matter who's here. But go ahead. Let's get back to the lines.
Let's go to Lee downtown.
Hey, Lee.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I got the Steelers winning 11 games right now. If they go get a bona fide number two, I got them winning 12. I like the Romeo Doubs trade. Because Green Bay got a lot of receivers, and they just drafted a number one. I actually like Christian Watson better than Romeo Doubs. He's 6'4", runs a little faster. He is coming off an injury, but he should be ready probably by about week two, week three. Or I want them to get Chris Olave. But I believe if they get a number two receiver, they'll win 12 games.
Wow. So what makes you I'm curious here. What makes you think that Aaron Rodgers can play at that level?
I've seen it at the end of the year. I mean, granted, it was against teams. I mean, he still had to perform. It usually takes you 2 years to come off an ACL, off an Achilles injury. He still could fling it. I know we talk about that Steeler game. That game was a lot closer than the score really indicates. I mean, you got to remember, they went in the half. The Jets were winning that game, and he was looking pretty good.
He threw two footballs to Beanie Bishop, for God's sakes, who then wiped his cleats on the Jets logo. Did he not, Limits, in their locker room?
The Jets logo or the Pitt logo?
I don't know.
It was a good that was a luck play. I mean, the first one, I'll give it to him. The second one was a tip. Good play by Beanie. But I still believe he has the knowledge and he has the arm power to still compete.
Well,
look at their first 5 games.
Okay.
I got them going 4-1, 5-0 at least.
Oh my God. You said you saw him at the end of the year. I saw him at the end of the year in Buffalo. He looked like Joe Namath in a Rams jersey. He was 12
Buffalo's
of 18.
Buffalo's one of the top 3 teams. You're not going,
Bingo. You know who he is?
Okay.
He's Russell Wilson, which means against bad teams, he'll do fine. Against good teams, he's not going to get it done.
Can I give you the first 5 games?
Yeah.
The first 5 games, I like him against Justin. Justin in a new offense, first game, they might be better later in the season. But in the beginning, I like our chances. I like our chances against a rookie quarterback in Minnesota when it's going to be almost like a home game for the Steelers. I like our chances against the Browns. I like our chances against Seattle. Seattle got to come all the way to the East Coast for a 10 o'clock game. For
I do like their chances in that game. Yeah.
So I got them starting 5-0, 4-1 at least.
I don't.
But why?
We can disagree. What do you mean, why? They go into New York. They go into New York. I think Fields is going to be better than him this year.
No, it's his first year, new offense. The Jets might be good later in the season, not the first game.
Okay, you might be right. I just don't think so. I think Seattle, you're right. At New England, I think New England has a better...
I'll give you that one.
Okay.
I said 4-1.
All right.
I said 4-1, possibly 5-0.
Okay, let's say they're 4-1. Then they go into Cincy. They got Green Bay. They got Indy, okay, which should be a win. Yeah. Then
okay.
Then you know what happens with the schedule late, right?
Yeah. I mean, you got to play Chicago. You got to play. I mean, I don't. This schedule is not the same schedule last year. And you're not going to have that two games in 3 days. That
well, really no, you're not going to have the Christmas tournament, as Art Rooney said. What you are going to have, Lee, is at the Chargers, who I think are a better team.
I like that. They beat them last year.
Home against the Bengals, at the Bears, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. Home against the Dolphins, at Detroit, at Cleveland, where they never win anymore, and then home against Baltimore. That's a brutal schedule.
Sound like 11 wins, 12 wins to be with a proven Hall of Fame quarterback.
You know who agrees with you? Our dear friend City Limits, who, as somebody just pointed out to me, Limits. Limits says 11 wins with Rodgers. He liked Darnold.
10 wins with Rodgers.
You say 10. I thought you just said 11.
No, I've always said 10.
What is this guy doing, Lee?
He just said 10 or 11 wins.
Can I ask you a quick question?
If
they go get a number 2 receiver, you don't bump their wins up from 11, at least 11?
Let me ask you a question in response to that. Do you think Arthur Smith runs an offense that will take full advantage of 2 really good receivers? I don't know that he runs one that'll take full advantage of 1.
No, I mean, I am a little skeptical of that because I know he's a handoff play action guy, but I think he wouldn't have signed if he's not going to work with him. Rodgers is going to take the reins.
Well,
I think there'll be a balance. There'll be a balance, but Rodgers is going to run some of his own stuff. He's a veteran.
Well, instead of disagreeing with each other, let's both of us confront Limits. You ready for this?
Ah, here we go.
He says 10 or 11 wins with Rodgers, and he also said he liked Darnold more than Rodgers. So as this person says, does that mean Limits thinks they're a 13-team win if they had Darnold?
No.
If you give them a wide receiver and Jahl Alexander, I may agree with you.
Limits, thank you for the call, Lee.
Thanks, Lee. Do I think they're a 13-win team? Why would I think they're a 13-win team with
You said
Darnold?
They could be. You just said they're 3 or 4 wins better with Rodgers than Rudolph.
Yeah, I think they're a 6 or 7 win team with Rudolph, and I think they're a 10 win team with
10 or 11, right.
Yeah.
So you like Darnold better than Rodgers. So are they a 13 win team, a 12 win team?
I think they're an 11 win team with
Do you
Darnold
still like Darnold better than Rodgers?
I don't like him in that fit in Seattle. If he was still in Minnesota,
as a quarterback, Limits.
Yeah, I do like Darnold better.
Why?
Slightly better. Because I feel like Darnold's mobility is also giving him a little bit more of a factor, too. I mean, he's not a running quarterback, but he's still able to escape the pocket. And I think he showed a lot of good things in Minnesota where his accuracy was on point and he made a lot of the right decisions where in the right offense, he will be able to succeed and be able to thrive. I wonder if the Arthur Smith offense is that for him. But I also found it fascinating something that Matt Hasselbeck said yesterday, and we have the clip if you'd like me to play it, too.
Yes, I would.
Where he was talking about how there is some familiarity between Aaron Rodgers and Arthur Smith, basically indirectly through Matt LaFleur, but there are some tendencies that they can pick up
what
on.
What the hell are you talking about,
this
Limits?
Was on the
I've
herd.
Lost everything
well,
now.
Good, because we'll listen to it.
I do believe Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers is a really good fit. Mike Tomlin is well-respected by veteran NFL quarterbacks, who he was as a defensive coach, who he is as a leader. Arthur Smith was on staff and replaced Matt LaFleur in Tennessee when he got his first opportunity. The thing for a veteran quarterback, you don't want to go in and like learn some foreign language. He's not going to have to do that with Arthur Smith. This is a good fit. Aaron Rodgers has the weapons, the quirkiness, as you say. Pittsburgh is the kind of organization that can handle it. I think they're going to thrive from it. Look out for this team. Look out for this offense.
They're going to thrive.
That can handle what? A quirky personality?
They can handle the quirky personality of Rodgers and also that it's a good fit. Scheme-wise with Arthur Smith is what Matt Hasselbeck
Do you believe
is
that?
I don't know if it's a great fit. I think it's a good fit. I wouldn't put it a great.
I mean, he's still learning all new personnel. And still really, really the question comes down to, for me, are you going to take advantage of his veteran status at the line of scrimmage the way you didn't do with Russell Wilson and Ben?
Yeah,
why do we believe this will happen with him?
Because it's Aaron freaking Rodgers.
Russell Wilson's a Hall of Famer, too, and so is Ben.
He could have just retired. Yeah, but I mean, you're talking Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson. There's a difference. Ben, it was at the very end of his career.
I don't think there is.
I just don't agree with that argument at all. I don't.
What
I don't
argument?
Agree with the premise of that argument.
What's the premise of the argument is they've had two Hall of Fame quarterbacks who could still play a little bit with them, and they completely cut them off at the line of scrimmage. Why are they going to open it up for this guy?
Because they were waiting at the altar for Aaron Rodgers to arrive. It's different of a situation than it was with Wilson. Like the Ben one, I'll give you that. Wilson, I feel like they just completely lost trust and lost entirely. And there were people we know that was conflicted on if he should have even went into the game or should they have stuck with Justin Fields to begin with.
Really, what if Rodgers gets off to a rough start, which I think is entirely possible?
Do you think they just go to Mason?
No, I'm talking about you just said that they lost faith in Russell in terms of his ability to change plays, in terms of his ability to think the game and run the game the way he wanted to. What if Rodgers gets off to a rough start that way too?
Even though they
don't
already
clamp down on him?
Well, even though they already had faith in Russell Wilson, they still went out and got Justin Fields. So how truly all in were they on Russell Wilson? They are all in on Aaron Rodgers. And that is pretty point blank and clear based on how this entire process has played out.
Really? So he's like their third or fourth choice, is he not?
Probably a couple of months ago, yeah. But that's not the case anymore. Things are a lot different than they were.
You're seeing a big difference between Russell Wilson and him where I'm not. Russell Wilson, in his last 2 years, has 42 touchdown passes and 13 picks. I mean, the numbers are so similar. The resumes have become similar, where they're still good enough to beat mediocre and bad teams, but against the better competition, they're not. Even Rodgers last year in Green Bay wasn't great.
Also, the idea that...
When did you get sold on Aaron Rodgers? I'm confused here.
Also, the discussion point that Rodgers, obviously, like I wanted him to be here for a while. He still has 3 months to be able to learn this offense and learn the system and go through training camp and everything. Like the only thing that he missed was OTAs. Would it have been a lot better if he had signed earlier in the year, right around the draft or even before that? Yeah, I'm not denying
Forget
that.
About that. Forget
months.
About that. Does he strike you as a guy who is driven at this point, obsessed with the idea of winning, with the idea of even playing football?
I think he's driven. I wouldn't say obsessed. He's not Tom Brady level of committed. I don't know if anybody is.
Exactly. And can you count the number of quarterbacks who have been 41 years old beyond Brady who have been any good?
He's an enigma, Joe. Aaron Rodgers, enigma. Maybe he's just different.
I'll give you one guess as to who the fan host is who's questioning your integrity right now. One guess.
Pony.
Yes.
Yeah, no surprise there. Coming right from the horse's mouth.
Oh, this is good.
What's he saying?
Very good. Just that, I told you. I'm sorry, I'm eating on the air.
All right, Ron.
He also said Rodgers was much better than Brock Purdy.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
I'm insulting your integrity.
Pony
That's a great moment in fan history. He also said Purdy went throw for throw with Mahomes in a Super Bowl 2 years ago. You think Rodgers is much better at this point in his career than Brock Purdy?
Yeah, I don't want Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy is a system quarterback that has great weapons around him and is a product of Kyle Shanahan.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers will be a Pro Bowl type player? What numbers are we looking at?
Well,
here,
I mean, everybody makes the Pro Bowl at this point.
Well, give me some numbers. Are we looking at like a huge year from him? 28 touchdowns, 5 picks?
That's a good number. I think we're looking at 28 touchdowns and about probably 7 or 8 picks.
So, all right.
And Pony will continue to belittle me and try to deflate my argument on that. But that's
2 years ago
in
Denver, Russell Wilson was 26-8. 26 touchdowns and 8 picks.
Yeah, this is also a run-first offense.
It is?
With Arthur Smith, they all claim...
They can't even get a yard when they need one.
Isn't his philosophy run the ball first?
I don't know what his philosophy is. You watched last season,
Caleb
too.
Caleb Johnson, why they drafted him high. That's the other thing. Like, we don't truly know what the Arthur Smith offense is.
Well, I think we know ideally what it would be.
It would be
a replication of Derrick Henry. Unfortunately, they don't have him, and that's the only time he flourished in the NFL running an offense, was with Derrick Henry, was with Michael Jordan in his backfield, and then everything played off of that. If you remember watching Titans games from those years, you'd have 11 guys After Derrick Henry, Tannehill goes play action. He has people wide open.
We have to go. I screwed up the clock.
No, I did limits, and I apologize.
No, it's my fault.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.